And he is the field office director for the state of North Dakota for the North Dakota the National Ag Statistics Service. He's just a North Dakota boss. Hello, Darren Jancy.
Hello, Mick. How are you?
Hey, real good. Real good. You're out there in Bismarck today attending the hemp conference.
Yeah, I've been out here since yesterday. It started yesterday morning, and it's finishing up today. So, yeah, I've been out here for a couple days anyway.
Are people, I mean, are there like 1,000 people? No, there wouldn't be 1,000. But how many folks are there?
You know, I would, you know, that's a good question. I didn't count, but I would say there's probably about 150 people that attended. And, you know, they're not even all just all North Dakota. You do have some people here from Canada, South Dakota. Some of the speakers were coming from, well, you know, New Mexico and New York. And so it's a good group. And as far as a lot of knowledgeable people and kind of informing people here of what they see and just kind of giving their background.
I would assume there's even a few from South Dakota, or have any admitted that they're from South Dakota there?
Nobody's admitted them.
Okay,
no, maybe there's some wannabes. I'm not sure, but...
I understand.
Nobody's messed up.
Yes, already. Well, give us a couple of aha moments. Clicked your trigger out there?
You know, this is the reason why I wanted to come out here was, you know, it's obviously for work-related things. NASA's not involved in anything regarding hemp production yet. I think that will be something down the road that will be. And so I kind of did it as a just kind of an FYI and getting the information and some for personal reasons. But so everything for me is kind of an aha moment because it's all new. You know, it's not like, you know, I grew up with corn, soybeans, wheat. And even though there are some things that change with those industries, it's, you know, it's all pretty similar. There's some new things technology-wise that come along. This is all new, unique, different, and so everything for me is interesting. And so just some of the things that, you know, I think that's really interesting to me is just the amount of uses, the opportunities that can be used with growing hemp. You know, they talked about the 4 F's and that you can use it for food, feed, fuel, and fiber. And a lot of different uses with all those things. So it's all really interesting. I hope to attend more of these type of things.
In the past, obviously, the major crops you mentioned, wheat, corn, beans, all the other dozens of crops that are grown in North Dakota, honey and all that, even the livestock that you measure by numbers and maybe quality and yield and all of that. This is going to be a crop that, like you said, has so many uses. And I don't know, how would National Ag Statistics Service quantify the hemp crop in the future? Because there's going to be seed producers. That's probably the number one, the first way to make money in hemp is an emerging crop. Everybody's got to grow it, so we need seed people first. But then there's the CBD and the oil and the fiber. So there's, everything's kind of, it's a gray area going forward.
It kind of runs a gamut. You're right. I mean, the questions you asked, how would we kind of collect that, all that information? And I guess my answer would be good question.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know the State Department of Ag has done some things because they've been part of the pilot program from the 2014 Farm Bill, and we've worked with them a little bit as far as, you know, some things maybe that we should ask and that we should be aware of if we were going to get into it. And so it's still all in the development ages. I mean, NASA isn't involved yet just because of some of the regulatory issues and some things that are going on. So not to say that it won't happen down the road, but I think all those things that you just mentioned will be, you know, the amount of acres, you know, the certification process, you know, what uses is it going to be used for, and if it gets into the oil, how much oil is produced and that type of thing. So, it could be a really big program if it ever got to that point.
This, you know, in farming nowadays, it's all big business. And when money is involved, either making it or losing a lot of it, it's not funny. But this is a crop where, you know, even... interviewed growers in the past years, people who have the involved their licensed pilot program growers, and they'll say, "Oh yeah, my crop looks good; it grows like a weed," and everybody laughs. You know, at this conference, are we kind of? And this is a point where I'd hoped we'd get to over time. Just gone beyond the wink, wink, nudge, nudge. This is not a crop to. This is a valid, bona fide cash crop that's going to be a legitimate crop in the future.
Well, and that's kind of some of the things that they, you know, the stereotypes that they're trying. That some of the speakers have talked about that they're trying to overcome. Because once you say you get into, you know, that you maybe are a hemp grower, that you deal with hemp. That's the stereotype that they got to get past is that, oh, you're growing marijuana. And it's like, no, I'm not producing marijuana. I'm producing hemp for other uses that everyone can use and can be used in their daily lives and might already be used in their daily lives. They just don't know about. And so, yeah, you got to get past that stigma. And I think that's just going to be part of the education and time and that type of thing.
Yeah. All right. And when that happens, Ag Statistics Service, NAS, and the North Dakota office will measure it. So thank you for the work you have yet to do. So,
yeah, absolutely. Hey, yeah, we'll see if it's in my career anyway.
All right. Before we run out of time, got an announcement this morning that the weekly crop progress reports will continue after next week.
Yeah, and that's, you know, we're going to evaluate that kind of on a week-to-week basis just because of the lateness of the crops this year as far as everything getting harvested. And so, it's not uncommon. We have done that other years where we've gone into to December, where we've continued the weekly crop progress reports just because things have been late. And so we're doing that again this year for the same reasons, because of the lateness of everything being harvested. And so, you know, we want to make sure that we go as late as possible, and as long as the weather cooperates and the snow doesn't fly and get too much snow to where you can't get out and harvest it, I think the producers are going to still try to get it harvested. And so as long as that's still happening, we're going to continue to do those weekly crop progress reports until we kind of say, okay, nothing's going to be done anymore.
All righty. In 10 seconds, what is the other report that you want producers to be aware of?
We sent out a press release yesterday for the row crop county estimates, and that will be data collection will be starting here soon, and that too is delayed from what we've done in the past. In the last usually about 2 to 3 weeks later, and so that'll be starting soon. And encourage producers to respond to that as well.
All right, Darren Jancy, North Dakota NAS. Thank you, Darren.
Thanks, Mick. Appreciate it.
You bet. Talk to you later.